Luke chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Well, I'd like to talk to you this morning about the need for us to be transparent. There's nothing worse, is there, than when we talk to somebody, feeling that the person we are talking to is hiding something from us. I wonder if you've ever had that experience of speaking to somebody and just not feeling that you're really engaging with that person because they're hiding something from you. Well, this is, I believe, what is one of the problems with the Pharisees. And this is all about the Lord Jesus confronting the Pharisees. If you go back to verse 37 of the previous chapter, you'll see that he says, "And he, as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat." And then we see that the Pharisees criticized him because he hadn't washed his hands before lunch. I wonder if any of you have been criticized for not washing your hands before a meal. Well, what the Lord Jesus was being criticized for was not so much that he hadn't got clean hands when he ate, but that he hadn't ceremoniously washed. And instead, he said to them, well, what about your hearts? Have you washed your hearts? So easy, isn't it, to appear outwardly perfect. I don't know how many of you thought about what you were going to put on today, but we've got at least one person who's wearing a very nice shirt. No doubt when that shirt was put on, we thought, no, I'm going to wear this shirt. And so I'm going to the house of the Lord, I want to look my best. Now, I wonder, it's a very good thing to think, and that's to be commended. Some of us have put on ties, and I put a jacket on, because it's the Lord's Day. I want to look my best, and the ladies are looking their best, because it's the Lord's Day. But that's no good if we stop there, is it? Because we're forgetting that whereas you and I can just see what we're wearing, the Lord Jesus can see into our hearts, what our hearts are like before him. And there was a difference. The Pharisees were hypocrites. They were concerned with the outward appearance. So they were concerned to dress well, to appear to do everything properly. But inwardly, their hearts were unchanged. The crowds, it seems, wanted to hear the truth. The Pharisees didn't. We see in verse 29 of Luke 11. And when the people were gathered thick together, so many of them thick, you can imagine them crowded together to hear the Lord Jesus. He began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. So he was talking about Jonah. Of course, the sign of Jonah was that he spent 3 days in the whale. He was spat out of a whale, and he went to Nineveh, and he preached to them to repent. Just like the Lord Jesus, 3 days in the grave, and he rose again from the dead. to show that he had triumphed over death. And what a wonderful sermon that must have been to hear. That was before lunch. And it shows too that these crowds, they knew much better than the Pharisees. They wanted to hear, they wanted a full spiritual meal. How many of us think that just by going to church once a Sunday, that's enough? These crowds wanted more. They wanted not just their morning sermon, but their afternoon sermon as well. Because after lunch, we see in verse 12, we have our passage. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people. They hadn't, so often we get the evening service when just one or two of us come together. Here, there were as many, it seems, in the afternoon as there were in the morning. And then the Lord Jesus began to teach them. He began to say unto his disciples, first of all. So first of all, he was talking to his disciples. And whether he was still in the Pharisee's house at the time, or whether he was outside so that everybody could hear, we don't know. He began to say unto his disciples, first of all. And I think he was wanting to speak to his disciples, because if you're claiming to be a Christian, in order to have a good witness to everybody, you need to make sure your house is in order. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And you can think about that. You know, beware of the leaven. What is leaven? Leaven is what you put into flour if you want your bread to rise. I don't know, have any of you made your own bread at home? Has your mother or your grandmother made your own bread? I can see one nodding head. Well, you need to put leaven in, and that causes the dough to rise, and you get this beautiful loaf of bread, you hope. And if it all goes wrong, you get a lump of dough. It's not very nice to eat. That leaven that yeast has to go throughout the whole of the lump of dough for it to rise. And what the Lord Jesus is saying here is beware of the leaven, the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. That if you are just hypocritical in one aspect of your lives, then you're going to find that your whole life is taken over with hypocrisy. Remember what we said about hypocrisy. Well, hypocrisy is saying something and doing the opposite. So we might be critical of other people. We might say, well, I'm righteous. I would never say anything like that. And then you're a hypocrite because you know you've done exactly that. You criticize somebody else for doing what you've done yourself. I wonder how we all stand when we come to that kind of assessment. In Matthew chapter 7, we read in the Sermon on the Mount when the Lord Jesus addressed this matter. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Now that doesn't mean to say that we can never confront anybody for the things that they've done. But what we have got to do is, before we accuse other people of wrongdoing, we need to make sure that our own house is in order. Verse 2, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine own eye, and behold a mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Have you ever been at home critical of another family member? Perhaps literally your brother, or your sister, or your mother, or your friends at school. But you find that actually the things that you are criticizing them for are the things that you are doing yourself. If we do that, we are going to end up finding that we are not just being hypocrites, but one day we'll be judged for the very same things that we've criticized other people for. And so, back to our passage in chapter 12. We cannot escape the eye of the Lord. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Beware of hypocrisy, because while other people might not notice it immediately, the Lord sees all things. Verse 2, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. That's rather frightening, isn't it? Because you and I think that we've got secrets in our own hearts that nobody will ever find out about. Have you thought that? No one will work out what I'm thinking. But there is one who knows, isn't there? If you turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 4. I think we've looked at this quite recently. We will see that the Lord sees all our thoughts. Verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. All things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Have you thought about that? Everything that you and I have thought is opened to him. He reads our hearts like a book. You know, when David was chosen as king, he wasn't the mightiest, he wasn't the tallest of his brothers. But the Lord said to Samuel, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. How is your heart and my heart this morning? There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. I suppose that brings to mind your Christmas presents. I imagine, is everyone here expecting a Christmas present? Good, one hand up. Well, I hope that expectation is met. I'm sure it will be. So I hope that you're not the only person expecting a Christmas present. I think there are others. I can see some sort of nodding, shaking heads. I suspect that you're all looking forward to your Christmas presents. And one thing I think we can all be quite clear about is that by, when do you open presents? Probably before lunch or before the evening meal, or perhaps as soon as you get out of bed in the morning. But once the presents opening has finished, I suspect there are no unopened presents, are there? You see, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. No presents are going to be left unopened for you. But on the day of judgment, nothing that is covered, nothing that is kept in my heart will remain kept in my heart. It will all be opened. And it is all opened even today. And then we see in verse 3 something even more uncomfortable. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And so, first of all, we've got the sort of the comfort of darkness. Many crimes are committed at night because you can't see the burglar who steals in when you're asleep to steal your Christmas presents, perhaps, and your most valued possessions. Darkness is a cover for evil doing, isn't it? And it's a picture of wanting to do things in secret. Whatsoever you have spoken in darkness, and you perhaps whispered something to your friend, or maybe this is just what you've whispered to yourself in your heart, but it shall be heard in the light. And that's because the Lord sees what we do and hears what we say, he is able to make other people aware of it. How many times have you told secrets to your friends and been let down because they've let the secret, they've let the cat out of the bag, they've told other people what you didn't intend them to hear? That which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I had a very literal experience of this verse when I was in the army. And I'm sorry to say that with another person, I was making fun, or he was in particular, but I was joining in with him and laughing, of another officer. But what we didn't realize is that that particular officer at that moment was testing the intercom system in all the rooms where we were based. And he happened to switch on the intercom of the room that we were talking in. He could hear everything that we were saying. How embarrassing. But this is literally what happens. The Lord hears everything. And so what kind of people are we to be? What manner of persons ought we to be? This is what we read in 2 Peter chapter 3. We could just turn there, please. 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So, this world is going to burn away, isn't it? Our bodies are going to go with it. But the Lord is the same. And he's looking for a holy people. He's looking for a transparent people whose words and the things that they say reflect what they think. That the way they treat other people is the way they speak about those other people in private. How easy it is for us to be critical of others in private, yet say something completely different to them when we meet them. This is part of the problem that the Lord Jesus is dealing with here, that the secret things of our hearts that we either keep to ourselves or we tell our closest friends or family, but we don't tell the person concerned. Friends, I think the challenge is for each of us to ask ourselves at the end of this year, how have we fared with transparency? How have we fared with our hearts, we may not have fared terribly well when washing our hands before meals. But more important than that, far more important than that, is how have we fared with keeping our hearts clean? And then I guess we should ask ourselves, well, who do I fear more? Do I fear other people so that I won't tell other people what I'm thinking? Or is my fear where it should be? In the Lord. Verse 4. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. I would be quite afraid if I saw somebody with a knife, especially if they pointed that knife at my throat. But if I think about it, there's only a limit to what they can do to me. I am a believer, so that if they put that knife into my heart or into my throat and I bleed to death, I know that my soul will go to heaven. Verse 5, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And he is the one for us to fear, isn't he? Because he can do something far more serious than taking my life. He can take my soul. He can throw my soul into hell. And what will happen then? Well, the Bible says that there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible says the smoke of their torment shall rise forever and ever. The Bible says that the fires will never be extinguished. The worm will never die. Friends, surely we must fear the one who has that kind of power over our souls. And so it speaks of a Christianity which is more than just paying lip service to God. It means that we should be giving our whole hearts to him. And again, as we come to an end of this year, I appreciate that there's another Sunday before the new year, but nevertheless, certainly it's the last one that I'll be sharing with you in 2018. How are we going to be in 2019? Can we say that we've got hearts that are consistent with our behaviour? If not, then we need to resolve to do something about it. It's the Lord Jesus who gives us a new heart. Our natural hearts are like stone, the Bible says. But the Lord Jesus gives us hearts of flesh when we are born again, when we turn to him in repentance and saving faith. If we've not turned to him, then we should do so today. If we have, but we acknowledge that we are rather double-minded, that we say we keep secrets in our hearts, we keep secrets from other people, we are not transparent, then we need to confess that before the Lord and ask him for grace to help in our time of need. Friends, the Christian life, it is a difficult life. And we are going to come up against opposition. Yet, our Heavenly Father, although he has the power to throw our souls into hell, he also loves us. And he wants to help us. Verse 6 says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Friends, God values us far more than we can imagine. We are of more value than many sparrows. Sold for a farthing, I can't remember how much a farthing is, about a sixth of a penny or something. Of no value at all. Yet we are of great value. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Friends, are we going to own the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour? Tell other people that we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord? That's what we're to do. If we hide our faith, then there is a danger that we will be denied before God. He that denieth me, he that denieth the Lord Jesus, shall be denied before the angels of men, the angels of God. So that if we deny the Lord Jesus in front of our friends, then the Lord Jesus will deny us before the angels of God. Let's be those who are faithful to the Lord Jesus, who don't speak a word against him, as in verse 10. But let us be true to him in all that we do. Let 2019 be a year where nothing is covered in our lives. Let it be a year where we are transparent, because our hearts are reflected by our behavior, where there is nothing that we're keeping back. But we aren't those who say one thing to our friends but say another thing to our hearts or behind their backs. May we be true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.